Okay, so I've been reading this book called The 100. It's basically a book that lays out the 100 most influential people in human history. Like the people that have swayed the tides of human achievement, history, advancement, all of the above. So people like Jesus Christ, Adolf Hitler, Stalin, Isaac Newton, all these people have radically transformed history and human, like human nature as well. Not human nature, but human lives. And so I just started reading it because I'm really interested in how people, I just want to learn kind of like about their lives. And like more than half the people on the list I've never even heard of. And the other half, I don't even know like why necessarily. I have vague ideas of why they might be on the list, but I don't actually know why. And it's basically like 600 pages long, so it's going to take me a long time to read. And it's not my main book that I'm reading right now. So I'm basically only reading two chapters a day at the moment, and I started yesterday. I read the first two people. Number one was surprising. Most people would put Jesus Christ at number one, but Jesus Christ wasn't actually until number three. So I want to go through over the next couple weeks and actually talk about what I've learned about each person. Now, the chapters are really short. They're like six-page summaries of their life, what they did, and why they belong at this rank on the list. So it's very vague. And if I'm interested in a specific person, I'm definitely going to read their biographies. But without further ado, the first person on the list was Muhammad, the person who created Islam. And he is someone that I was kind of curious about for a little bit now. And it actually really surprised me because he was illiterate when he was a kid. Like he was illiterate. He could not read. And then he went on his life, completely normal person, nothing remarkable. Like he didn't have any remarkable skills or anything that I could tell from the book. He basically, no one really thought anything of him until he was 40. So the first 40 years of his life, not really much happened. And then he got this message in his mind. And then he started to realize, oh, like people around me are studying or worshiping many gods. But this message in his mind brought him aware of the fact that there is, like, brought him aware of that there is one God. So he basically now believes that there is one all-encompassing, omnipotent God, and not just like hundreds of gods. So he basically starts preaching. He's in the city of Mecca, I think, and he starts preaching to just a few people. He builds like a small following, but most people are actually annoyed by him. Because think about this. He is basically preaching to a bunch of people who believe in many gods that there's only one. So put yourself in their shoes, you'd be a little annoyed. Imagine if, okay, let's say you're a Christian. Imagine if someone starts preaching to you that there are many gods. That's kind of how they felt. And the city was actually, like, their religion kind of was, I've only read like six pages of this, so I could be getting some of the facts wrong. But, and this goes for all of the future people that I talk about over the next couple weeks. And by the way, the episodes are not going to be happening daily because I practice five times a day. So they're going to be spread out. So it might be over the next couple months for you guys. But that's only if you're listening on the podcast. On the YouTube channel, you can go and look at look at them as they're being posted. So going back to the story, he starts preaching to a small crowd, and the government starts to be like, oh, this guy's a little dangerous. Let's try and like get rid of him. So Muhammad, fearing for his life, flees north 200 miles to a different city where they actually like what he's saying, and he has a lot more say and influence, and they actually give him a highly influential position in the government. This is when he's like 40, 50, I don't know. So they give him this really good position in the government, and he starts preaching. Like, he's built a very large following. And in the geography of the location, there is this kind of little group of warriors. And then they're surrounded by a bunch of countries that are against them, that alone on any ordinary day, these warriors would be extinct if they started a war. But Muhammad, he basically created this whole religion. He was a religious leader and a secular leader. So that's important because he created this religion and he's leading in like actual politics and government. So he is extremely powerful and he sets forth this huge movement. And he writes a book called the Quran. And later after he dies, which is soon after this, people organize the Quran and put it into a written text, which is the religious textbook, like the actual, it's kind of like the Bible for Islam. So this, people start studying the Quran, they start living, they start converting. And then this group of warriors are actually like inspired, and now they actually start conquering everyone. So eventually the followers kept rolling the momentum built by Muhammad and started conquering all of the neighboring countries and created a, like, conquered a massive empire, the largest empire to date ever since that moment. The largest empire to date. And they were all converted to Islam. So imagine that. Literally, an entire continent are now in this new religion. This guy is extremely influential. And that's not even end of the story. There still are millions, tens of millions of followers of Islam today. And it's, there's a huge like group of countries that are still all like mainly Islamic. So this guy, Muhammad, he is the number one most influential speaker, or not speaker, but influential person in history. And I'm actually starting to agree, because let's talk about Jesus. Jesus was just a religious leader. He was not a secular leader. And Jesus, I actually never knew this, but Jesus was actually not responsible for the widespread movement of Christianity. He was responsible for the morals and values of it, but it was Saint Paul, I believe. Saint Paul is number 6 on the list, which I'm very excited to learn about him, because I'm pretty sure he was a murderer. I don't know yet, but Saint Paul was one who wrote like a lot of the New Testament and was really responsible for the widespread of Christianity. So it was Jesus and Saint Paul. Now Muhammad did it all, and he caused massive amounts of countries to be conquered, created an entire empire because of his influence. So that's Muhammad. And the fact that he started, like, he didn't actually begin to do something until he was like 40 years old is extremely like inspiring, eye-opening, and it makes me realize that you can achieve immense results. You can actually achieve immense results in this world. It's actually crazy.